searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map, the Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris. Rhonda.
Hello and welcome to the Searcher's Roadmap. I'm Rhonda Harrison, your host today, and we have Laura Mayer with us today, who's wrote books and has amazing ways of helping people heal with diet and finding their original wounds. You'll be able to speak with her after the break, about 30 minutes into the show. And Laura is an OT for the soul, founder of Soul Dancing Healing Practice, is an international healer, teacher, inspirational speaker, and occupational therapist. She is a facilitator of soul memory discovery and soul indigo healing. Laura utilizes an integrative approach to original wound healing by bridging decades of clinical experience, personal transformation, and intuitive prowess into a roadmap for anyone willing to step up to the plate and take her life into their hands. She shares her wisdom with an open heart and a joy that is clearly witnessed monthly on Authentic You Web TV in her teaching series Transmute, Transcend, Transform with Laura Mayer, as well as her monthly articles in the Women's Voices magazine and OMT Times magazine. Her work with children and the inner child of adults is based on the dramatic self-healing experience that is the center of Unlocking the Invisible Child. Author of Unblocking the Invisible Child, A Journey from the Heartbreak to Bliss, a memoir based on her courage to step out of the medical box, and a co-author in Healing from Within, part of the best-selling series Adventure in Manifesting. Laura is currently writing her second book, Bridge of Proof. Her determination, tenacity, and grace are an example of possibility and provide the impetus for others to heal for real. For further information on individual sessions, workshops, and speaking engagements, please reach Laura at www.dancingheartdancinghands.com. And with that, I'll bring Laura into the studio. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Rhonda. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here today on the radio, and it brings me such joy. And thank you for that lovely introduction.
And that lovely introduction is what we're going to talk about, is how did you get on this path to help people roadmap their destinies in a different way from their wounds?
Yeah, it was really lovely to hear the introduction. As I'm sitting here listening to that, I thought, yes, that's exactly what it is. And it was really being at a point in my life that the medical community could no longer serve me. And I knew there was something else I had to do, or I wouldn't be able to keep on keeping on. I probably wouldn't be alive today. So it was that deep listening, and people showed up once you begin to listen to what it is that you want, how you're going to really gift yourself new beginnings. And in that process, I was able to move out of the medical world, the medical box, and open to non-traditional healing modalities, whether it's energetic healing or shamanic healing, Kabbalistic healing. I mean, I've done a lot of it. I had my own dramatic story of being diagnosed at 14 with a progressive degenerative neurological disease, which basically at 15, the doctor said to me that I was a millimeter a month of muscle strength. And by the time, to make it short, by the time I'm 25, I'd be in a wheelchair and I would die by 40. So this was my, this was the proclamation given to me by the medical world. And I became that story. And I also went into the field of medicine by becoming an occupational therapist. So I was right there in it. I did proceed to have 18 surgeries, 15 reconstructive tendon transfers and bone fusions on my upper extremities, on my hands, because I did, in fact, lose the ability to function. Grateful I am that it did not spread to my legs, so that I never had to witness the anguish of being in a wheelchair at 25 years old. And it took about 40 years for my hand surgeon to say, there's nothing more we can do for you. So it was at that point, Rhonda, that I said, now what do I do? I mean, what do I do? This kept me alive to know that at least I can do my occupational therapy. I felt important. Because I walked around on a daily basis feeling like damaged merchandise. I mean, there were a lot of things I could do. And went into the dark night of the soul, surfaced in Jewish renewal, Jewish spirituality, Kabbalistic work, and then stepped forward widely into the metaphysical world. And in that world, in the world of metaphysics, in the world of believing, in the world of trusting, in the world of allowing, in the world of manifesting, I literally transcended the physical disease that I had for 40 years, and I changed my, everything about me changed. My heart, when my heart healed, my body healed. And that led me to do the work I do today, because I so dramatically shifted all of me in this new process of healing. And you have to remember, Rhonda, when I was growing up, you know, when I was 15, when I was 35, nobody talked about energetic work. No, and I wasn't brought up in a spiritual family.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know. I had no clue that there was any alternative, so locked into the medical world, that was the only alternative I knew. And I was so grateful that my hand surgeon, God bless him, he's a gem, did hand surgery versus external splinting and rigging me up and all of that, which even as an OT, it, you know, certainly was devastating. So
yeah.
I'm just so blessed. And again, you know, Rhonda, I look back over my life, and I see how I have been guided. You know, you talk about the roadmap. That roadmap was there way before mm-hmm. I ever knew what the roadmap was. You know, the roadmap in my mind was, oh, my God, you got to survive. So this is what you have to do. And for some reason, I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, who goes to OT? Occupational therapy is all about using your hands. And here I'm smack in the mirror of what's going on with me in my career. And yet it was so wonderful because I could give to others. I could show up for others in the field of occupational therapy as I was showing up for myself, learning how to compensate, learning how to adjust, how to deal with energy expenditure. All of the above that I was bringing outside to my patients, I was clearly bringing to me, which I think is kind of interesting because I do the same thing in the spiritual practice. So clearly I was
yeah.
meant to do that in this world, was to mirror inside out. So, yeah, I mean, now there's opportunities for everyone, if they're willing, to step out of the box and open
mm-hmm.
to what's out there, open to a belief system that, you know, you're just a wave. You know, we all hear that all the time. You're just a wave in the ocean, and you are. And to know that the energy out there, oh, my gosh, will guide you to the healing truth, I just heard, of who you are. No prescription, the healing truth of who you are. I've never said that before, so that was kind of interesting to hear.
Mm-hmm. And to heal like that, I mean,
you grow into your belief, I believe, because, I mean, I, like you, have had very many different types of healings, but all on different levels, and each time I go through it, I change a little more than the last time and become more aware of my gifts. Do you find that with yourself?
Absolutely. You know, I remember a few years ago, you know, so let me go back a minute. So, yes, you know, I watched my fingers open from a claw position to straight. You know, I went from zero muscle strength. I don't have a lot, but it's amazing what I could do, to 6 and 8 pounds. Most people have, you know, 80 to 120 pounds. It is amazing what I could do with this muscle strength. And I still believe, I will always believe, it's because my heart is guiding my hands and my energy. So as long as my heart is carrying the max of strength, then all of me will carry that too. I never said that either. It's very interesting. Thank you for this. Fun. It's fun when you show up and you just,
it just
flows through, right? It just flows through.
Exactly.
So, absolutely. And I remember a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and doing another healing, or I don't know if it's a healing or reading. And I thought, really, I have more healing to do? And, you know, I've shifted that dramatically in the last couple of years. And I feel so grateful that healing is a forever process. You know, and maybe because my physical healing is why I said yes to healing in the first place, little did I know that it was my heart. Little did I know it was the discovery and uncovery of the childhood traumas, not to mention past lives that we bring in. So when I was able to shift from this being a physical healing, because when I said yes to healing, quote unquote yes to healing, I just wanted to do one thing normal. One thing. I wanted to hold my pen normally. I wanted to open a door without struggling, hold a glass. I mean, I'm talking bare bottom, you know, line, bare basics here. And when I realized that the healing was so much deeper within, that changed everything. And, you know, I say that to my clients. How grateful are we that healing will happen for the rest of our lives? So I see it as a spiral. And yes, every time we step into another level of healing, oh my gosh, it's just another level of healing. And how lucky are we? I had one of my greatest, greatest teachers, David Cooper, greatest teachers, did a lot of meditation retreats with him, and he is in my book in detail because he was so critical in my healing path. I used to say to him, David, if I go any deeper, I'll come out the other side. And he just simply said, good. So there's something magical in that and lovely in that. And it is good because the deeper we go, the clearer and cleaner we go. So why not? Why not? So I agree with you totally on that. And I see it as a great opportunity, great opportunity. Every place we're in, every time we get triggered, whether it's the land that triggers us or a person that triggers us or our own triggering internally, yes, it's an opportunity to grow and to learn. And when you see life through those eyes, it takes all the burdens away. You just simply sit in that path and what you call that path, it really does. And I know that. I mean, I know that. I know that on every level. And I have my physicality to remind me of that every day, which is the greatest blessing. So, yes. Go deep.
So can you tell people how to get a hold of you again so that they know how to reach you if they want to do work with you? And then we're going to do some work with callers after the break, right?
Yes, that's lovely.
Okay.
So people can reach me, listeners out there, you can reach me at www.dancingheart2hands.com. And all the information about what I do, who I am, my phone number, as well as my email address is all on there. You know, I just want to share the name Dancing Heart, Dancing Hands, really came from that knowing that when my heart dance, when my heart was free, then I opened up the possibilities for my hands to be healed and free. And I didn't even know at that point that the hands were in the heart chakra. That was such a wonderful learning when I discovered that. I was told that by someone, that the hands are in the heart chakra. And no surprise, because, you know, when I was writing my book and the book was channeled, I said, or came through, wow, my heart couldn't completely shut down from the pain, from the soul pain that I was feeling. So my hands took the hit. And I didn't even realize that the hands and heart were in the same chakra. So that was so poignant and such a gift in itself to recognize that connection, that connection. You know, when our soul is in pain, when our heart is in pain, when our child is in pain, then we shut down. Whether, you know, I chose to shut down physically, believe me, I shut down emotionally as well, but not as strongly as other people who shut down. They build a wall around them. I never could build a wall around me. For whatever reason, I was just this empath that couldn't do that. But my body took the hit. And so we go into that contraction, that retraction, when we sit in that soul pain. We may not even know we're in soul pain. So our body, ourselves do know that. And and we'll get the messages until we get it. We'll keep getting the messages until we get it. And I thought what was so profound was as I healed my heart, which I did through deep, deep, deep inner child work, and also detoxing my body. I mean, I have a lot of surgeries. I've had a lot of interventions. So, you know, as a woman, my first huge healer said to me, you know, you've been on fight flight since birth. So I had a lot of detoxing to do of both energy and toxins in my system from, you know, numerous surgeries and life and just energetic toxins, you know, the people I was around. And I actually witnessed my healing through my inner child work. And that's why I do it. That's why I do that work. I believe it's right to the soul of you. It's right to the cell of you. And it is the beginning of the work. Because all we do is recapitulate that soul pain into our everyday life. Unbeknownst to us, we don't even know it until we discover that, we can't really shift out of it. So, I forgot your
knowledge
question,
is everything. You know, that knowledge is important, because, and you have to go through whatever you're going through to get to where you're going to meet that next person that's going to help you or whatever. It's about not freezing up in the process, but keep going forward. And then different
absolutely.
People give you the information.
Oh, absolutely. You know, listen, I just flew to New York to visit my family, and I met 5 people on the plane. I've already had scheduled appointments with 2 of them, and all 5 of them bought my book. I mean, you know what? It's just that right timing of somebody showing up at the right time when you are ready for it. And we hear this all the time. I mean, you know, when you're open to it, the teacher appears. When you're open to it, that person will happen. That's what happened in my life. I mean, I said yes. And all these amazing healers came into my life. I mean, I didn't even have to seek them out. And it was just like, And you know, this is what you're talking about with the roadmap. I'm so stuck on the roadmap. I think that's so beautiful. It is a roadmap. We just have to know where the stop signs are, where the green lights are. And we have to trust that. We have to trust that the road that we're on is for our highest and best. And we have to be aware and we have to listen. You know, I have an equation, awareness and vulnerability, awareness plus vulnerability equals healing. And that's the willingness to step out of all of those learnings, all of what we're told to do, and sitting in a place of what our desires and our requirements are. And that's when you look at the stop signs. That's when you look at the yellow light and the green lights and the red lights. And that's when you know you just automatically fall into that energetic zone, that
mm-hmm.
place where you're guided. That is our roadmap. The hardest thing is for people to get out of their way, including me, until I was, you know, ready to leave this planet, and get out of my ego, get out of my survival mode, and open to what the bigger universe had to offer me. And thank God I did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I've been on a healing path for like 25 years, and each time I go through something, it's like I'm just reincarnating up. You know, it's like
right.
my body's learning how to heal itself and change itself, and the belief system changes, and that's, you know, that just like Searcher's Roadmap. I mean, we all seek to find out where we're supposed to be going, and that's why I bring different people to the radio station, is because people need to know that there's other people out there that are experiencing the same thing and that there's a way out of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And
you know,
that's what I love about
truly, yeah, no, truly. And I really believe, and I share this everywhere I go, that there's no way I would have healed the
mm-hmm.
way I've healed, how dramatically I've healed. I mean, my DNA has changed. I am not the same woman. I mean, my son said to me about 5 years ago, he's now 25, he said, Mom, I don't think you could get angry anymore if you wanted to. And I literally looked over my shoulder as if, who is this woman? Who am I? I mean, I am
mm-hmm.
so different. I am not the same person I was
mm-hmm.
in the past, because I'm no longer struggling. I'm no longer surviving. I am open to the openness of what's out there
mm-hmm.
with discernment. Discernment is critical. Discernment
mm-hmm.
is critical. Really know that whoever you work with, whatever you're seeking, even in yourself, you know, that sounds a little silly, but you in your own self, in the duality of self, be aligned and resonate with you. Even if your personality is in conflict with your higher self, be aware of that. Give it permission, because we it's so important to know where to spend our energy, where to
exactly.
give our energy. Because otherwise, you know, look, I did it in OT. Energy expenditure is huge. Energy expenditure in energetics is also huge. And so you want to
mm-hmm.
be very, very discerning. Who's going to touch your body? Who's going to speak to you? How? And that person is the person that resonates with you in your higher self. And then your personality
mm-hmm.
self will trust that person. I mean, the one thing that I receive all the time, and it's the greatest honoring I could ever, ever receive, is that my clients feel safe with me. Because if you don't
mm-hmm.
feel safe, how can you open up and be so vulnerable about the truth of who you are and the truth of what was? And very, very important. And I've been great
mm-hmm.
to have amazing healers. But, yeah, healing on every level takes such discernment and awareness
mm-hmm.
and willingness. Willingness. And we can
yeah.
go on, but... Yeah.
Willingness to move forward, you know,
right.
and it just
and
takes
not get
time
caught in your
to,
way.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's always messed me up, is I get in my way where I think that I'm running the show and I'm putting God in a box, you know, and saying, I can handle this, instead of just giving him everything and letting him figure out all those different things and put those people in my life the way they're supposed to be.
Well, I think that's interesting. I'd love to talk with you about what you just said about putting God in a box or handing it over totally. And
yeah.
So I'm curious to know where, because I agree totally in terms of, you know, God, universe is never in a box. It's within us. Okay, that's the one.
Right.
I learned a lot in the Kabbalistic world, and that was so... poignant, that, you know, it's the godliness within. And we can hand it over and say, okay, universe, do your thing. The one thing that I want to just comment, because I have found this, and, you know, I've been doing this for a while already, and yes, at first it was like, oh, wow, you know, The Secret came out, and all these books are coming out where, you know, 10 Simple Ways, and all you have to do is say this is what you want. I don't really believe that. I have learned not to believe that, okay? Because we have to open that door. We have to walk through the door. We have to say yes. I can sit here and say I had the most amazing healers in the world, and I did. I feel so blessed and grateful. And nothing would have happened for me if I didn't say yes to healing. So
exactly. It's
the saying yes. And I'm going to hold your hand, universe, and I'm going to be ever so present, and I'm going to be ever so vulnerable, and I'm going to get out of my ego, and I'm going to crack open so I can take it all in. That, I believe, when we get the biggest responses. And, you know, it's hard because we're brought up to be in our ego. We're brought up to, okay, I'm in charge. It's huge.
Yeah, it's
and
huge.
And that's how freeing. But how freeing, Rhonda, when we can say, oh, my gosh, I don't have to be in charge anymore. I can be a participant, and I will be, an active participant in my healing practice. You know, I say that. I say those words, and it reminds me, and I know I'm going back a lot to the OT because I am becoming this OT for the soul, and I do believe that it's all one and the same. You know, as an OT, you teach people how to function. You don't do it for them. And one of the things you do is range of motion. And there's active range of motion and passive range of motion. You know what? It's all good. But until you can actually move that arm or leg or whatever you're doing range of motion for, yourself, your body isn't going to pick up that you want to raise that arm. I really believe our cells know the difference between passive and active. And passive is okay for a while when you're deep in it and you almost need that rest time. So somebody tell me, somebody show me, somebody let my body feel what it feels like to be in this other place. And then it's time for us to stand up and take charge, take hold of our participation. So I do believe, I mean, beyond belief, it's so critical that we are active participants in our healing process. And then I believe that God, the universe, will come and take our hand. You know?
But, right. We have to be active in it. I mean, I'm not saying being passive, but it's out, you know, doing life and doing the next right thing and waiting for the answers to come rather than that instantaneous feeling of, oh,
right.
I already know. You know, because a lot of my lessons have accumulated over time rather than, you know, being an instant healing, you know. And it's one of those things, like you're talking about, doing the inner child work, doing all that work to like yourself, to believe in yourself, to, you know, have, you know, trust in yourself and your choices that you're making. Because, you know, when I came into this field, you know, I was pretty doubtful about anything. You know, I thought that it was just all hoopla and that, you know, no one really ever listened to you. And now I know that, you know, God and the angels and source, whatever you want to call it, is listening and things are happening in my life. And it's not because of me. It's because of what they're opening doors for, and I keep moving into that next door.
Well, that is because of you, then. Listen to what you just said. That's beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful, Rhonda. You keep listening, and the doors are opening. If you didn't listen, the doors would stop opening. They'd get tired.
Right.
That's how I feel. Because
Because when I was paralyzed on my right side in November and December of last year, you know, all I could think of was putting positive energy into that part of my body and saying, you know, I am not going to have to live with a cane and a walker and a wheelchair for the rest of my life. I want to be able to move about again. And I started meeting these people, and different people would come into my life. And today I walk unassisted, and it's about 7 months later. And you know, it just keeps moving forward. And it's because I'm moving forward with it. Riding the wave is what I call it. Riding the wave rather than fighting the wave.
And I loved what you just said about walking forward, because that's literally what you're doing. So one would ask what the fear was about walking forward in the first place, but, you know, it's so about walking forward on our path. You said something else that was very poignant, and I also want to speak to this, because I know that, I mean, I hear it all the time. I see it on the web all the time. I mean, and I am such an anti-recipe person, okay? I mean, I've never been good at recipes. As an OT, I couldn't just say this is what's going to happen in X amount of times. I mean, it's just not, I'm a process person. I process everything. So when you just said, you know, you knew in your heart what was in front of you. I'm going to use those words. And it took about 7 months. And I guess what I want to share with the listeners out there is, yes, 7 months and then some, okay? And, you know, it took me 2 years before I physically saw change in my body. But every day, I committed myself. I mean, healing became my job because I was no longer working as an OT. I couldn't. And I sat every day and I chanted and I stretched my fingers out and I visualized my fingers straight and I did every possible piece of work that everybody tells you to do, okay? All the spiritual leaders tell you to do. That was my job. That was what I had to do in order for healing to take place. Whether it did or not was out of my hands, no pun intended. I just opened up to that. And I had many, many, many readings and many, many, many healings. And, I mean, I've done so, so much work, you know, over the first 5-6 years. And then became that person who became the healer, the intuitive, the medium for others. Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. And I truly don't even know that that's possible. Now, I know I hear it all the time, John of God, this person, that person, boom, in a heartbeat, you're healed. You know what? Healing on a cellular level takes thought, takes process, takes reestablishing, reconditioning. And I think, I guess for me, it makes me a little sad because people go into the healing potential and profession because they think it could happen overnight. And I don't think anything happens overnight. Otherwise, we would be alive for 100 years. So I love that you said that, and I really hope that the listeners heard that it took 7 months. And it's in progress. You know, my healing to move physically took a year and a half, 2 years. And it's still in progress. It's always going to be in progress. I hope to God, I'm always in progress. You know, as David Cooper used to say, you're in the isness of things, like you're Laura-ing. You know, you're always in the isness of things. There's no static. There's no boom. That's it. There's none. Otherwise, you're dead. So, yay. Thank you for sharing that it wasn't an overnight happening. I think it's important.
No, my
whole life
it's
so important.
Process. Well, we're going to take a short break now so callers can call in to 1-347-838-9142 so you can ask Lori your questions, comments, you know, that type of thing. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes. So get a glass of water and call in to 1-347-838-9142. And we'll be right back. We are back, Laura and I, and if you're on the link, go on ahead and push the Skype button, and then when you hit the Skype button, hit the plus button, and it'll say dial pad, and hit the one on the keypad, and I'll be able to see you in the back. If you have any questions, just give us a call. Give us a call at 1-347-838-9142. And Laura, are you with me?
I am. And what I'd like to add to that is that for the callers, people who call in, who have the courage to call in and ask a question, Let's discover where you're stuck. You know, I brought it through as a physical manifestation, but my work is with anyone that's stuck, whether that's in continuing to be angry at your parents, whether that's in a job, in a relationship, in your not even knowing why you don't love yourself, whatever it is that's keeping you in abeyance, that's keeping you from living the life that you so desire. I mean, even in my miraculous healing, and it was a miraculous healing, I ask myself those questions every day, and I go in and I do my work 24/7. And you can bet, if I do it with you, I do it with me. So have the courage. Find out what it is. Where are you stuck? What happened? Because I will go in there, and I will tell you at what age and what chakra you're holding that original wounding. That was the gift. That is the gift the universe gave me for having the courage to heal. I never was able to do that prior to my healing. I was not one that, you know, and maybe I was, I just wasn't aware of it. That was 6 years old in Chatelain, okay? Maybe I was. Oops. Okay, I don't know why that went on. Sorry about that. So call in, ask your question for yourself. Okay, Rhonda, I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, and right now we don't have any callers, so why don't we give them an example of it? I mean, like right now I'm having a hard time with knee pain and moving forward and the numbness that's still on my right side from my broken back, and I'm wondering what's holding me back from, you know, continuing to heal that part. Is there something I need to be working on a different level in my chakras or as with my inner child that I don't know about?
Okay. So I just got, as you were speaking, 2 years old. So I want to make that connection between your back and 2 years old, and yet it wasn't in your back. It landed in your throat chakra. So go back, no pun intended, to 2 years old, because that was the original wounding. Now, what was going on in your life that held you back and you could not speak about it? I know you were two. So I'm asking you to go in energetically to a place. Did you have a sibling born? Was there a move? Something happened that you felt you were pushed back. You weren't listened to. Whether that was, okay, I'm going to go in a little bit here with the, I just saw you crying in a crib, okay? Crying in a crib, all right? I'm getting the crying in a crib. You're holding energy of that crying in the crib, okay? And the sense of nobody's hearing you, and in some way it was holding you, quote-unquote, I'm doing quote-unquote with my hands right now, back. What was going on in your family dynamic? What was going on? Was there a sibling born by any chance?
Not at two. I had a sibling born at four. But I know that my family's always been pretty busy, and there's not a lot of room for children to have a good time and that type of stuff. We were Mennonite and raised very much that, you know, you were there to do a job and to things, and I can remember, or I know of it, that I, about that age, I was in, I got on my tricycle and said I was going to run away from home. And
okay.
My mom told me not to cross any streets, so I didn't cross any streets. I just went around this really big block. And then she came out, and she was really mad at me, and I had a raincoat on, and she went to spank me, and I was like, that didn't hurt. What's the point? Or,
where did
you know,
spank
something like
you?
That. On my bottom.
Okay.
And then she, you know, okay. proceeded to smack me on the bottom to move me into submission that, you know, I was wrong for saying that I needed space and taking it.
Okay. So there are two images that come to me. First, I want you to go back into the crib, all right?
Okay.
And see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See yourself as, at 2 years old in the crib. The other piece is spanking you on the back, okay? And the reprimand,
mm-hmm.
the incredible reprimand of how you did it wrong, all right,
mm-hmm.
in her eyes. Now, yes, she's a mother. She's scared, okay? We could all get that. You know, I want to make it very, very clear when I do this stuff about our families, our parents, there's no judgment. No judgment
no.
whatsoever. They are doing what they know to do. We have all done
mm-hmm.
what we know to do. Get out of the judgment and go into the feeling, because judgment isn't going to help you heal. Feelings will. Okay? So there's two
mm-hmm.
cases that are pretty dramatic right now. All right, the spanking on the back, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the crib. So I want you to visualize yourself climbing out of the crib, literally climbing out of the crib to your freedom. You had no freedom. You felt so
mm-hmm.
contained.
Mm-hmm.
Your containment, okay, is what you're carrying. That containment, that lack of freedom. I see you crying
mm-hmm.
in the crib and nobody's coming and picking you up and letting you out of the crib
right.
to go play, to go run around,
mm-hmm.
to go crawl around, whatever
right.
you want to do. All right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing is it's that containment, that restriction, that closed-inness is trapped in your back. And your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any throat issues?
Well, I've had surgery on my in my cervical, so it's changed my voice quite a bit.
Okay.
And
how
I
interesting! It's changed your voice.
Yeah. It's
okay.
deeper and more
well,
dominant
yay.
Than it used to be.
Right. Well, isn't that a way of speaking up and screaming in your crib? So with your new voice. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I know you're not going to do this on the radio show, but with your new voice, more dominant, easier to hear, I want you to ask somebody to come pick you up, or you're going to get out of that crib all by yourself, so that
okay.
you step forward to your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to listen to the words that just came through. You step forward to your freedom. Okay? By voicing
mm-hmm.
your needs.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that is relevant in your life today?
Well, pretty much I've had to climb out of the crib and move forward on my own. Pretty much up until just the last few years before my dad passed away and then I've had to live with my mom for the last year, and things have changed a lot where I'm heard more than I have ever been in my family.
Okay. So you have the throat and the back are huge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the back I'm picking up as the sacral and more the sacral area, okay? A little bit of solar plexus. So that's just the first three. All right.
Yeah.
Is it the lower
from my
back?
Waist to my tailbone. It's from my waist
okay,
to my tailbone. I'm fused
okay.
now.
beautiful, because I don't mean you. I don't mean that, but you know what I'm saying. I'm sitting here rubbing the back. I am rubbing my back in my lower back, okay? I'm just rubbing that as I'm feeling you. So, you know, obviously that's what I do. I pick up the energy of you as I'm channeling in what is to be shared with you. So I'm right there. I mean, I'm right there. And you're being hit in the back, Spank, okay? With such a statement for you. It was such a statement of restriction. She didn't know what she was doing. She's just thanking you because she's scared. I mean, she's got a little kid running around. Like, really? I mean, you could be hurt. So your need to get on that bike and go explore was something that started at 2 years old when you just wanted to be taken out of that crib.
Yeah.
So what would be really helpful is to go into that crib scene and do the energetics around that. And then get on the bike and go around the street very safely. And play it out with your mother, that you speak up to your mother. You speak up, you use that voice and say, Mom, look, I just rode around the block. Isn't that wonderful? And I'm absolutely fine and safe. So it takes away the energy of the reprimand, of the fear, of the restriction that you felt when you got whacked in your back.
Right.
I know it was on your, you know, bottom, but it's still the back, man.
Right.
It's the back.
Right.
It is the root chakra, okay? Okay. So that's an example of what I do. And
that's what I can do after the show's over and go walk my circle that I have here on the property. Because I was even told, oh, well, you're not going to be able to go back to the property in the mountains. You're just not going to be strong enough. And I was like, oh, watch this. Yes, I am. I'm going back to my house. You know, in the cabin, and it's gotten, you know, where, you know, everyone's like, well, I hope that's a good thing for you, and it's like, no, it's not hoping, it is going to be a good thing for me.
So, you know, this is what you're doing with the love and compassion within you for you. It's to you, for you. All right? You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
No.
You don't have to say, well, you wait, I'm going to do this. No. This is such self-love. What I would ask you to do is give yourself a wrap. I call it give yourself a wrap. It's really holding you as if somebody else is holding you, as if you're holding that inner child. You're holding that little girl at 2 years old, and you're making her feel so safe and loved. And in that sensation, in that sensory piece, you're a little girl and you are safe. So you can just say to the universe, wow, I know I'm doing this for me. And that's all that matters. You have nothing left to prove to anyone out there. The proof, I want to say the proof is in the pudding. The proof is within.
Yeah.
In the willingness to let go energetically, emotionally, psychologically, that those damaging words, those damaging actions that happen to all of us because we're human. This is our life path. And the more we go in and discover, uncover and discover what that was, we free ourselves. We free ourselves from the old, and we get to rewrite our story in the way we choose to.
Yes. So if there's any callers that want to call in, if you're scared, we understand that. You know, you can call in and press 1 at the prompt, and your question will, or Laura will work with you. I see I have a caller with a 916 number. Do you have a question? If so, press 1, please. So, Laura, I'm going to let you talk for a few minutes about how to get a hold of you, and I'm going to check with the person to see if they want
okay.
to talk. Okay.
Okay. Right. Again, you can call me. My website is www.dancinghands.com. You can write me a little message. You can ask me a question. And, you know, I also would be very happy to talk to you so we can set up an appointment for a mini 15-minute, you know, mini consult. You know, my belief, my passion being here is to share the healing because I know that if I can heal, anyone can heal. All you need is to have the courage and the tenacity to say yes to you, to say yes to loving you, and you watch grace take your hand. You watch it happen. My story, my book is Unlocking the Invisible Child, A Journey from Heartbreak to Bliss, which is a healing tool for others to get out of their way, open up, rewrite your story so that you become who you are here to be, not what the world, your parents, your school, whatever wants you to be. It's time to show up in you. We need people to show up in their authentic self. Our earth needs it. Our bodies need it. Ourselves need it. It's time. So if you have the courage, step into it. It will change your life. It's a declaring of
you. And you can step into it. Yeah, and you can step into it by calling Laura or get a hold of her by email. And like she said, she'll give a 15-minute meeting for you. I mean, it wasn't even 10 minutes that we used in regards to talking about me, and I feel like I've got a lot of resolution around that. So if people, you know, if you don't want to do it live on the radio, I totally understand. And, you know, feel free to reach Laura or myself. You can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com, and you can reach Laura at dancinghands.com. And, you know, she's definitely there. She's like I am. Yes. And she's like I am. We are there for those who need our help, who, you know, it's a little overwhelming to do things out in the wide open when you need some type of, what do I want to call it, confidentiality. You know, so that everything isn't all over the place for you, you know, and we honor confidentiality very much.
Absolutely. Listen, we all have a journey. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so
exactly.
We can open widely to the journey that is in our highest and best. There's nothing left to ask for. And I live in that journey, and I travel in that journey, and I, you know, move from New York to Arizona in that journey, and it's all good. It's that knowing that you are connected to spirit, and spirit's got your back, man. Spirit's got your back. No pun intended there with the back, but it does. If you say yes.
Yeah.
If you say yes. So open up, say yes to you, not to anyone else. It's time to say yes to you.
And that is so true. And with that, we're at the end of our time already. And I'd really encourage listeners to check back in on the Roadmap for Seekers or Searchers Roadmap. They're on Thursdays and Fridays. Roadmap for Seekers is on at 11 a.m. Rocky Mountain time. And our daylight savings time, I keep saying Rocky Mountain time, that's how it used to be. And daylight savings time, and you can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com, or you can reach me on Facebook at Rhonda Harrison on the search, or on Ceremony and Healings page that I have, or Shawls of Love and Hugs page that I have on Facebook. And with that, I'm going to close out. Do you have anything last thing to say, Laura?
No, just that I encourage people to say yes, 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 because we have one lifetime. In this particular lifetime, we showed up in this lifetime. Say yes to yourself, and you will see the shift in you. And that's all that matters. It's all that matters. And, you know, the first line of my book, it says it all. Having the courage to love yourself enough, to love yourself enough. Thank you, Rhonda, for a wonderful experience. I really enjoyed it, and we will connect again. Thank you.
Yes, we will. Thank you. And listeners, we'll see you all next week, and have an awesome week, and may Spirit guide you into the right people to say yes to.